This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and the Border Patrol, too. Thanks for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers sorting that mail for delivery today, the Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, and the bus drivers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all kinds of stuff over there. Go over there and check it out. All right, joining us right now, doing a yeoman job, we've got the one, the only, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
I sure am.
Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, let's establish a fact to begin with. You live out in there in California, and your one of your senators is none other than Senator Kamala Harris, correct?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And she's doing such a bang-up job, you don't hear much about her out there, right?
Right, exactly.
Because she's out on the presidential campaign trail, right?
Yeah, and that's maybe better. Yeah.
Okay. Now let's talk about this debate they just had, because the Democrats are really in a state of confusion. I mean, they are throwing soup at everybody, and it's a question of who's the adult in the room. Now, it kind of looks like we're down to this is just me talking from what I'm seeing. It kind of looks like we're down to Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, I almost said Elizabeth Dole, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. It looks like they're the four.
Right. I think that's probably about right, at least as things are going right now. That's why these debates are so important, because you try to find these candidates who are trying to get a breakout phrase or breakout moment. But, yeah, you're right. It's the field is actually pretty narrow.
Oh, you want a breakout moment? I'm glad you asked. Okay, here we go.
Why did you announce in the first day a zero tolerance policy of stop and frisk and hire Rudy Giuliani's guy in 2007 when I was trying to get rid of the crack cocaine?
Mr. Vice President, there's a thing in my community, you're dipping into the Kool-Aid and you don't even know the flavor. You need to come to the city of Newark and see the reforms that we put in place.
Now, that's the catchphrase of the year right there.
Right. Oh, yeah. Dip it into the Kool-Aid and not knowing the flavor. Right.
Now, if the Democrats were doing so good and their candidates that they had were so good that they felt that they had a tremendous chance to beat Donald Trump for the presidency of the United States in 2020, why is it Michelle Obama's name has surfaced again, and this time it's even a louder chorus that's out there trying to get her to enter into the mix? Why is that?
Well, that's a very good question. And, you know, we've heard about this Michelle Obama thing before. Now, of course, Michael Moore, the filmmaker and activist, he is sort of saying it the loudest at this point, and talking about wanting to crush, quote-unquote, crush President Trump in 2020. He believes only Michelle Obama could do that. But I think the genesis of this, Captain, is the Democrats are watching these debates and watching this this group of people who've come out to try to get the nomination, and they're kind of getting the same conclusion that many other Americans are getting, and that is, I don't know if any of these people could actually be the president, number one, and also, number two, win against Donald Trump. So perhaps, I don't know if it's a Hail Mary type thing. Is it a name recognition?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it something that they feel that Michelle Obama has some kind of star power? But, of course, she'd have to want to do this, though.
Well, you're in California. I'm in Florida. And what I'm hearing down here in Florida is that the Hollywood elitist would put up a minimum of $100 million to get her the nomination and then just dump money in her lap if she gets the nod and becomes a candidate. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, and it would be a candidate, I guess, quote-unquote, that the Hollywood elite could really rally around.
Yes, she's one of them.
Well, precisely, and perhaps there's not a lot of the same baggage that would come with the various different candidates, because there seems to be these major flaws, and of course, if we were to talk about Michelle Obama in and of herself, we could talk about her ideas and all these kinds of things, but in contrast to Biden and Harris and others and Spartacus and the rest of them, they just don't seem to be able to coalesce with anybody. And quite frankly, the Democrats are in such total disarray. They're being led by the squad, basically, at least the ideologically. Everybody is who would go against what the squad is talking about. They're all afraid to say anything for fear that they're going to be the next political victims, and it's just not a good thing at all. So that's why it's kind of like, well, maybe this is like a unicorn mm-hmm. who will come in and fix everything.
Well,
you know, for them.
Here's the problem for the Dems. Right now we have a president, Donald Trump, who is not afraid to go into the big cities and just mix it up with the Dems that are there in charge, because those big blue cities are having big blue horrible problems. Trash in the streets, people living in the streets. Your state, California, San Francisco, Los Angeles, two of the hell holes in the country. Chicago, Philadelphia, New York City. By the way, New York City was clean when Giuliani and Bloomberg were the mayor. De Blasio has left garbage and trash in the streets there. Hold that thought. When we come back, folks, we're going to get into it some more. And by the way, Elijah Cummings, shame on you. I got something he said, and I'm going to throw it right back in his face. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. I am a customer of Relief Factor. I have been taking it now for just about 3 years, and it works for me. Now, my problem is I have arthritis, and I've broken a lot of things and had some surgeries and whatnot. But where I've broken bones, my back, my spine was fused. Broke it twice. The second time they had to fuse it because there was a danger that if I did anything else to my back, I might not be able to walk again. And that didn't work. And then, of course, I almost lost my right foot at the ankle at the World Trade Center. Got an ankle replacement as a result of that. And I've had other broken bones and whatnot, just like other people. In the line of duty. I've never just tripped and fallen. It's not been that. It's been in the line of duty, either in the military or in the fire service, the rescue call or whatever. But with the arthritis I've got the back pain, of course, neck pain. It's all related. If you got back problems ever, it goes up and it goes down, all the way down to your feet and all the way up to your head. But the only thing that I found, other than prescription medicine to relieve it, was Aleve. And I took 6 Aleve a day. Imagine that. 3 times a day with a meal. Because the doctor said that's the only way you could do it to try to help slow down what happens. And what happens is it can cause internal bleeding. And when I heard that, I went, boy, I got to find something else. And then one day, my buddy Mike Gallagher was talking on the radio, and I hear him talking about Relief Factor. And I go, holy smokes, there it is. So I tried it. I took the 3-week quick start. It cost me $19.95 3 years ago. It still costs the same today, $19.95, thanks to Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team out of Seattle. And by the way, hello, Seattle, that listened to the show, and they happen to hear me, and that's how I'm doing this right now. So, $19.95, 3-week quick start. Take it exactly the way it says to take it. 3 weeks, you'll know whether or not it's going to work or not. If it works, great. If it doesn't, nothing ventured, nothing gained. You go back to doing what you're doing. But I'm telling you, it's worked for more people than it hasn't has not worked for. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Do it the way it tells you to do it, the 3-week quick start, $19.95, and let me know how you're doing. I'm getting all kinds of emails and messages from people, and 90% of them are telling me it works for them. Relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, gets you on the 3-week quick start, and then after that, it comes to you automatic monthly. If you don't want it, you tell them you don't, and away you go. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, back with us. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, we've got the crew in Baltimore, and of course, you're a racist if you say anything bad about a Democratic-controlled city or whatever else it is that's going on here. Correct?
Yeah, that seems to be the case.
All right. Well, listen to this. This is a clip from Fox News, but in the middle of this news report is Elijah Cummins trashing his home city and the district that he represents. Let's go here. All right. So much for me and that idea. Anyway, it looks like it's not going to work. So, wouldn't you know, the computer froze up just the time I was going to do that. So, anyway, what he said was he called Baltimore a drug-infested area. And he used the term that President Trump included in a tweet this past week by calling it race, you know, and he was labeled racist for that. But anyway, it is what it is, and it's just an unbelievable circumstance. What say you?
Well, right. This went back to 1999, Representative Elijah Cummings talking about the very poor, you know, dilapidated conditions, basically sort of what we're seeing today, and only it's gotten much worse, of course, in Baltimore. But, of course, that was a criticism he was leveling at, you know, the area that he helped to represent at that time. But what happens, though, Captain, is that through the lens of Trump, everything changes. So if Elijah Cummings were to say something about conditions in Baltimore, well, that's one thing. Well, maybe we need to have some more federal money that could go there, programs or job programs or these kinds of things. That might be the reaction. But if Trump says, look, there's a huge problem in Baltimore. People, they have got rats in their homes. It's infested with rodents. The mayor herself, the previous mayor, took a tour. She saw all of the squalor that was going on. But now suddenly that's racist. And that's only because the Democrats have decided that this is the political tack that they're taking whenever Trump makes a criticism like this. Otherwise, and for example, notwithstanding what actually went on in Baltimore with Barack Obama and the riots that had gone on there, and his comments on it, but let's just say if Barack Obama pointed out that there were problems in an American city, people would say, he cares. He's an intellectual. He wants to help people.
Well, I want you and the audience to listen to this. Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, number 5. Ridicule is man's most potent weapon. There is no defense. It's irrational. It's infuriating. It also works as a key pressure point to force the enemy into concessions. Bingo. There you go.
Well, see, exactly right. That's the thing. It's about in the society today, and Saul Alinsky was sort of on the money with this for all the wrong reasons, obviously.
Now, you want to know how you defend that?
How's that?
You turn it right around on him and say, racist, huh? Well, how about it? How it got there? Who's in charge of this city? Democratic XYZ, Democratic PQT, whatever. And you throw that right back in their face and say, well, if it's racist, then I guess your Democratic pal is racist, too.
Well, see, exactly.
That's what you do.
Yeah, and what's happening, though, too, is that the whole term is becoming cheapened so terribly. I mean, there are actual real racists out there.
Yeah.
And you know, then that's not acceptable, and nobody agrees with what they
say.
Well,
the racists, all you got to do is take a look at Antifa.
Well, no kidding.
For openers, yeah. Now, I want you to listen to a comment that was made by someone that we haven't heard from very much recently, but Rents Priebus was on with Laura Ingraham, and here's what he had to say about the same old coming from the Democrats, and it makes perfect sense to me.
What these Democrats are doing is taking the voters in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, who may not like everything Trump does, but they're looking at these Democrats and they're saying, I don't like everything Trump does, but these people are crazy. And I talked to people today that represent farmers across America, and I asked them, are farmers sticking with Trump? Because we're talking about the China trade deal, and they're nervous about it. They need an end user. They've got crops in the field. They're sticking with Trump. They like what he's doing. They know that they need to take this fight to China. And I asked the question, well, why are they sticking with Trump if they're nervous about the China deal? Because they think the Democrats are crazy. And the Democrats are killing themselves with these debates. And I think that the winner tonight, as I started this thing from the beginning, Trump's the winner.
Now, let me just say something to the China thing. They've had between 500,000 and 750,000 pigs that they've had to put down because of disease that they've caught. You heard about that, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So that right away has got Chuck Grassley all excited because they're going to have to buy pork from somewhere because the Chinese eat a lot of pork. They don't just sit there and eat rice and fish, as a lot of people may be thinking. And I'll probably be called racist for that because when you talk about a diet of rice and fish, where is it? Southeast Asia. Okay. Now, the other thing is that they don't grow enough vegetables, enough fruits and vegetables to be able to supply their own people, which is why they get it from around the world. And the farmers in the United States, they like our apples, they like our grapes, they like our peaches, they like our pears. Guess what? They're going to wind up getting that too. So the farmers stand to gain a lot. No wonder they're around hanging in there with Donald Trump. They see it, they know it, and I know it, and you know it.
Well, sure. And, of course, you know, a lot of the reaction to what's going on with China right now is like a real short-term viewpoint. But I think the president wants to play a long mm-hmm. game. The Chinese certainly play a long game mm-hmm. in many different aspects of their mm-hmm. foreign policy and trade.
Yeah. And let me point something else out to the people, and you already know this. While this is going on and people are going, oh, my God, we're going to pay so much money for this and all that. It's going to be horrible. Oh, and you're hearing all the doom and gloom. Let me just tell you a little something here that's going to help us immensely. The wholesale price of gasoline without tax is $1.75 a gallon in the United States of America. How much are you paying out there, Kyle, for gas?
Well, let's see. I think it's at least $3.85.
So you're paying $2.10 more per gallon in California than the wholesale price of gas without tax.
Isn't that something? I know. Tell me about it.
You're getting screwed, blued, and tattooed, and when the hell are you leaving California? Everybody wants to know.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it really is something.
But in the meantime, West Texas crude has dropped $4 a barrel. Now, there is the Brent crude has also dropped, and there is a world glut of oil. They got more oil than they know what to do with. They can't eat the stuff. So guess what? We're going to still enjoy some low gasoline prices, even though every time they try to jack it up, it doesn't work. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. That's right, $1.75 a gallon without the tax. Do the math.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When it comes to retirement, employers and employees agree on some things but disagree on others. That's according to Diane Gallagher of American Century Investments. In our latest survey, both groups say that debt is the biggest obstacle to saving. But while employers are most worried about market risk with investments, employees are more worried about longevity risk or running out of money. And employers think that more of their employees want to be left alone in saving than is actually true.
Learn more at AmericanCentury.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump holds his first rally since the second round of Democratic debates. 17,000 Trump supporters decked out in red, white, and blue inside the U.S. Bank Arena in Cincinnati, Ohio, with many, many more outside who could not get in.
Democrat lawmakers care more about illegal aliens than they care about their own constituents. They put foreign citizens before American citizens.
And the president goes on to tell the crowd,
today I have a simple proposal for Democrat leaders to support legislation to end illegal migration, and we will use the vast savings to rebuild our inner cities. That's the way we should be doing it. That's what we should be doing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And there's no better time than right now to get a quote on your insurance for your car or your truck from your local GEICO agent. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for over 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble talk show host. Now, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about everything that you own. That includes coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your snowmobile, of course, your car or your truck that you're driving. And they can even help you with your homeowners or renters insurance through your local GEICO insurance agency. So, check them out online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, that's GEICO, GEICO.com, or look them up in the phone book, or look them up online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O. Just do a little search there on anything but Google. Remember, Google spies on you. So there you go. All right. Now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So, I got a report that North Korea, I got to mention this because it's, here we go again. We'll be talking about this with Denise Simon in hour number 3. North Korea has test fired at least 2 more missiles into the sea. Again, this is the third shot in a row here in about a week, 10 days' time.
That's right. It's definitely, I think it's the third time in 8 days that they've done these kinds of tests. We understand this this latest test went about 135 miles at about a height of about 15 miles, according to the Joint Chiefs of Staff in Seoul. It's being called some kind of short-range missile test from what they can tell so far.
Okay. Now, you know, we've got the IG inspection. The report that's coming out, we're hearing all kinds of leaks about things. We heard something yesterday that even though James Comey, they went to his house with a search warrant, they got some classified material that was there, which he had taken from the office to his house, which theoretically, that is against the law. I mean, there is a law against that, and it's a violation, believe it or not, of the Espionage Act. But we heard the Department of Justice say that they weren't going to prosecute Comey for that. But I think I can see the pattern that's going on here. You ready for my analysis?
Absolutely, yeah.
You know who Lisa Page is, right?
Of course, yeah.
Well, she does not want to go to jail in a federal prison and grow older with gray hair. She doesn't want to do that. Now, she's already rolled and turned on her boyfriend, her former boyfriend and lover, Peter Strzok. Remember him?
Oh, yes.
And maybe even James Comey, which is why they went to the house to look for the material that was there and take his computer and some of his files along with him. What do you think?
Yeah, this is big stuff. Yeah.
Now, Peter Strzok, in my humble opinion, is toast, and he's going to be the one that's going to be put up there on a pedestal, and they're going to try to cut the head of the snake off, because this guy was arrogant when he gave his testimony. He looked evil when he gave his testimony. I'm saying right now he's going to jail.
Well, that's a very, very distinct possibility, because while we're hearing from the IG report in this case of the referral about Comey to the DOJ regarding the memos, the other prosecutions that could be coming down the pike, they're coming from
Mr. Durham,
U.S. Attorney Durham, exactly.
Yeah, and Strzok is in the middle of that. He's up to his eyeballs and alligators with that one. So if he wants to stay out of jail or reduce his jail time, he's going to have to go out in a blaze of glory, if you will, and give up some stuff. Now, that could be Comey, but here we go with some other names in here. James Clapper.
That's right.
James Clapper. I don't think he's going to want to be old and be charged with anything either. I think he could roll over. Now you've got John Brennan. Now, John Brennan is in a unique situation because he definitely, because of all the stuff he said, the anti-Trump stuff and everything else that he's been involved in, he could be another one going to jail. I think he's going to sing like a freaking stuffed canary.
Well, that's very, very possible, because what will happen is the House of Cards will begin to completely crumble. And when that starts happening, people become desperate, and they're willing to roll over on
yeah.
the next big
case. And again, James Comey is facing serious jail time under the Espionage Act and multiple U.S. law violations. So isn't Brennan, if he was the one that released information to the newspapers, as we may have heard. And, of course, this is going to nobody wants to be a martyr here except for Strzok. And I think Strzok is going to get hung out to dry. I think he's the guy. So, folks, get the popcorn. Get ready. It's going to be real interesting as round number two is about ready to start. And don't forget, McCabe, Lynch, Wiseman, round three, and then maybe in round four, Hillary Clinton, and who knows if it's not going to be Barack Obama.
Well, you never know exactly. We'll have to follow it. But the two major things, though, here, of course, number one, trying to dismantle an actual election that occurred mm-hmm. and get rid of the president.
And John Dunham, the attorney, the U.S. attorney in Connecticut, John Dunham's investigation is a criminal investigation into the matter. Not an investigation. It is a criminal investigation into the matter, which is why Comey, who violated the Espionage Act, and so far Section 4X, Paragraph 18, U.S. Code laws, they're all felonies. There's all felonies. He's got at least four violations that I can see, if not more.
Right. Right, exactly. And so this is very serious. The U.S. Attorney's investigation is criminal, and it's incredibly serious. And then, of course, also, Captain, one of the things at the heart of the matter here is if you can manipulate the FISA court with fake dossiers, et cetera, and get these warrants, that means every single American is...
Eric and Seminole's chiming in here. I'm going to read what he says, and I'm going to explain something here. He says, good morning. The one important thing to remember about the Department of Justice not pursuing criminal charges against former Director James Comey, as they stated, quote, did not show the intent to commit a crime. Keyword again, intent a la Hillary Clinton. Yeah, however, somebody else was in the mix with the same information.
Well, right, exactly. So we're going to find out again, you know, that they're not going to prosecute on that particular referral. But again, as this house of cards continues to be investigated, it's going to start to crumble in ways that we may not be able to predict here. But again, the very idea that a political campaign comes under the scrutiny and the weaponization of our own law enforcement investigative agencies,
now,
this should alarm every American.
Now, we just had the budget deal passed by the Senate, and of course a lot of people are upset about that. 67-28 was the budget passed in the Senate. It was 284-149 in the House. It increases government spending by $320 billion, raises the debt ceiling. Budget caps have also been raised to $50 billion this year, $54 billion next year. But the fact of the matter is that even though the Democrats did win on this because it didn't cut any of their domestic programs, so didn't the military, because nothing of theirs got cut.
Right, exactly. And so I think this goes, you know, for like another 2 years or so.
2 years.
Yeah, exactly. So at the very least, we're not looking at government shutdowns
in
any time soon.
But the most difficult part is yet to come, because when Congress returns after recess in 5 weeks, they'll need to handle the actual appropriation bills that designate the exact amount of funding for each federal agency.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And again, you know, and a lot can happen in 5 weeks, by the way, too. That's almost an eternity in politics.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see what the lay of the land is.
By the way, Eric wants to throw Comey in jail, but I want to start with Clapper and Brennan. Threaten to throw Clapper in jail. Clapper couldn't take it. Brennan is tough. He's an Iranian, what's the word I want here? Educated in Iran, became an Islamic, became a Muslim when he was there and whatnot. Take him in there. Let him go. See how tough he is.
Right. Well, exactly. Yeah, there's so much going on here, and especially with how many of these things that these men have said as well. I think a lot of that's going to come back to bite them.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and tell us how to hear your program, please, sir.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Right, and we look forward to talking to you on the weekend show, so you have yourself a great rest of the day, morning, whatever.
You too, Captain.
All right, thank you very much. And that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and Eric's on a roll here, Defense Security Service, National Industrial Security Program Operations, manual lays everything out for the storage of classified information. Yeah, I know, Eric, that's what I'm saying. There's at least four violations here. All right, well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back from the break, we'll be talking about our highways and byways out there. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind your brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are just in Atlanta, and they're here in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and it's short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
Marty, Jerry Reed, the theme from Smokey the Bandit. That's eastbound and down, loaded up that truck and got Fred in the front seat. Bandit's out front, Frog's in the front seat, and the big old sheriff is Buford T. Justice is chasing him somewhere up there in a cloud. All righty, well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Blind J near you, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Pretty doggone good. And I was in one, not yesterday, day before. So I can tell you that you folks up there in San Antonio, Florida, appreciate all of you and the nice folks that I met there. Now, enhanced moisture will interact with a slow-moving front supporting showers and thunderstorms Friday and Friday night, with a flash flood threat possible all the way from southeastern Nebraska into northwestern Arkansas, and then rain in South Florida, rain along Louisiana, spotty places down there, some thunderstorms to contend with in parts of the middle Atlantic states, and out west you've got the threat up in Montana, a lot of Montana tonight, and Idaho down towards Boise out of Montana. You've got a fire threat advisory, as well as up in Washington State, west west of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, up there around Spokane. So be advised of that. Now, we'll tell you that also in Hawaii, those of you listening to us at Pearl Harbor, you know about the tropical cyclones. And by the way, one of them is named Eric with a K in the end of it. It's brushing the Hawaiian Islands right now. And the one right behind it is called Flossie. They're like back-to-back within 2 to 3 days of each other. And they're forecast to pass near your Hawaii with heavy rain, high surf, and gusty winds expected, especially on the big island of Oahu. So be advised there, you guys and gals. Watch out for that. Now, let me go to South Florida. South Florida, again, same scenario as what we've had. We've had a developing low-pressure system that's just kind of hanging around down there in South Florida, and showers on and off for the past couple of days and nights from Fort Myers south down to Marathon and even further down to Key West in some cases. Then again, over towards Fort Pierce, Lake Okeechobee, and straight down to Miami and Miami-Dade down through there. That's probably going to clear up later today as the system looks like it's finally going to start moving away. You've got rain also up the East Coast, parts of Jersey, parts of Maryland. You've got some scattered showers, looks like going to be in Georgia, along the pretty much along the coastal areas there. And other than that, the next problem that I see could be around Atlanta, where there might be some showers rolling in north of Atlanta later tonight. Certainly it's warm all across the country, not as warm as what it has been, but still you got temperatures in the low 90s now, not the major 110s, 115s that we've seen. Although, just as soon as I say that, guess what? Parts of Arizona, parts of the desert in California will see temperatures near 110 degrees today, but they'll be isolated and be the normal places where it's really hot. Now, let's go up to South Dakota, because I-90 coming out of South Dakota, Rapid City East, you've got rain, you've got flash flood watches and warnings there. It's raining there right now, so be careful. And then southeastern Nebraska, you've got rain and flash flood watches and warnings. You've got rain all across the eastern part of Kansas City South, all the way down, skirting along the edge of Missouri. Branson, rain tonight. Springfield, rain tonight. Joplin, rain tonight. Rain down into Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, going up I-44 towards Joplin. You got rain there. You got rain halfway down Oklahoma, east side of the state as well. And once again, the poor air quality advisories out there for Arizona from Phoenix over towards Tucson, and means that people that have got allergies and breathing problems, it's going to be a little difficult for you. Now, we do have some weather off the coast of California that may be
be making its presence known soon, especially from Los Angeles south to San Jose and the Baja. There is some weather coming in off the Pacific Ocean. Not quite ready to do anything yet, but up in the Bay Area, there are some showers there tonight, and north of San Francisco, going up along the edge of the coast, you've got some rough seas there and the possibility for some rain during the course of the night. Now, also another system halfway up Oregon, still out to sea, and encompassing all of the Washington State area, Seattle to Vancouver, British Columbia. It's out there and it's headed towards the east. Just a matter of how long it'll take to get to you, and then you'll have some showers and you'll have some probably some thunderstorms to go along with it too. So again. Eastern Washington State fire watch threat there, over into Montana, halfway across Montana, half the state under a fire watch threat there, and Idaho, Boise north into Montana with a fire watch threat there as well. So let me go back to telling you about our friends at Pilot and Flying J. Now, the Flying J that I stopped at had a Denny's in it. And, of course, Denny's has got some really good food. They've got pretty much a standard menu. You know what they've always got. I have stopped in Pilots that have had Arby's. They've had Dairy Queens. They've had McDonald's. They've had Pizza Huts. They've had Subways. They've had Taco Bell. Chester's Chicken. I haven't seen any of those around here, but I'm assuming that I'd find one if I went long enough. But you're liable to find a Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill, too, in the larger travel centers with all the amenities. Everything's there that you need to have. Everything's there that you need to have. And by the way, got a laptop, need to have internet access? They got internet access inside and also outside the parking lot. Sit right there in your truck and you can usually tap into the Wi-Fi that's there, the public Wi-Fi that they have, and get your computer fired up so you can use it. And, of course, don't forget about the lounges with the big screen TVs inside, too. And then again, you need to do your laundry. Well, you can do that, too, right there. And you get a check cash, company check, right there. ATMs, yep, they got them, too. Showers, oh, yeah. And also, don't forget trip packs when you want to get your loads in on time to be able to get paid. Truck washes close by, if not there on the facility. Get your permits there, too, for your oversize, your overweight, your overheight loads. And CAT scales to weigh to make sure that your loads are legal. And then, of course, the parking is there, too. And remember, they're not your average daddy's truck stop anymore. These truck stops, these travel centers have become homes away from home. And they're pretty fancy, a lot of them. Pretty fancy. So, Pilot or Flying J, make sure you stop by. Make sure you stop by. And tell them the captain sent you, because I know up there in Georgia, Valdosta and up there Lake Park on the state line, you will get a free cup of coffee. All right, and Al is chiming in here. Let's see. What's the chance he goes all the way to the top, i.e. Obama? Well, Al, slim to none. How about 0% to 0.001%? Now, there's too many firewalls. Same for Clinton. They got all kinds of firewalls and people in between separating them to keep them out of harm's way. Could it change? Yeah, but it depends on who's going to roll over. And by the way, are they going to survive? Are they going to survive their testimony? Think about that. All righty, folks, I'll be right back after the top of the hour news. Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, coming on board. She's got a whole bunch of greetings and things for people, and I know she's working on night number two, so be prepared. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.